The European Union's drug regulator has discovered a possible link between the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine and rare blood clots. Several dozen cases had been investigated among the 25 million who received that vaccine in the UK and Europe. But the agency said the side effects were very rare and insisted the benefits still outweigh the risks.
COVID-19 is a very serious disease with high hospitalization and death rates, and every day COVID is still causing thousands of deaths across the EU. This vaccine has proven to be highly effective. It prevents severe disease and hospitalization, and it is saving lives.
Britain's vaccine advisory agency said that it would offer people under 30 the choice of an alternate vaccine. AstraZeneca's vaccine has been approved for emergency use in more than 70 countries. It is also the main COVID inoculation administered throughout most of the developing world, since it's more affordable and easier to store. We'll have more on this later in the program. Meanwhile, the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that a highly contagious virus variant first found in Britain has now become the most common strain in the U.S. It is more transmissible and infectious among younger Americans, which has contributed to a recent spike in cases. President Biden said today that he's open to compromise on how to pay for his $2.3 trillion infrastructure package. As part of his proposal, the corporate tax rate would increase from 21% to 28%. At the White House, the president said he's willing to negotiate with Republicans for a lower rate as long as the infrastructure projects are funded.
We got to pay for this. We got to pay. There's many other ways we can do it. But I'm willing to negotiate that. I've come forward with the best, most rational way, in my view, the fairest way to pay for it. But there are many other ways as well, and I'm open.
We'll have more on the president's plan and the state of the nation's infrastructure after the news summary. The NewsHour confirms that President Biden will nominate David Chipman to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives. He's a retired ATF agent and an advisor at the gun control group Giffords. If confirmed, he would be the agency's first permanent director since 2015. The Biden administration today also announced that it is resuming U.S. aid to the Palestinians. It will provide $235 million for projects in the West Bank and Gaza, and for the United Nations agencies supporting refugees. Former President Trump had cut off nearly all funding to the Palestinians during his tenure. In the Derek Chauvin trial today, a use of force expert with the Los Angeles Police Department testified that Chauvin had his knee on George Floyd's neck from the time he was handcuffed face down until paramedics arrived. Sergeant Jody Steiger told prosecutors that that type of restraint was excessive.
He was not attempting to resist, and the pressure that was being caused by the body weight could cause positional asphyxia, which could cause death.
Steiger also refuted claims from Chauvin's attorney that the officers at the scene were distracted by angry bystanders. He said from the evidence he'd seen, the onlookers didn't appear to be a threat to police. In eastern Indonesia, at least 140 people are dead and dozens more still missing following days of torrential rainfall that triggered landslides in the region. Cleanup efforts began on Lembata Island, where villagers returned to find their homes damaged and filled with mud. Jordan's King Abdullah said that his country is now stable after a rare public rift with his half-brother, Prince Hamza. He addressed it for the first time in a statement, saying, quote, "It was the most painful because those who are party to the sedition were from our own home." The prince has denied involvement and is under house arrest. Meanwhile, President Biden held a call with King Abdullah to reaffirm U.S. support. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said that Tiger Woods was going 40 miles an hour over the speed limit when he crashed an SUV in February. It blamed the accident solely on excessive speed and the golfer's loss of control behind the wheel on a stretch of road that is notorious for crashes.
there's two factors, the speed and the failing to maintain the straight course or the curvature of the roadway. That's it. There's nothing from a cell phone to indicate any type of distracted driving. Based on all the facts, there was no evidence of any impairment or intoxication.
Woods underwent surgery for multiple breaks in his right leg and is recovering in Florida. In economic news, the U.S. Treasury Department today reported that it has issued more than 156 million direct payments as part of President Biden's COVID relief package. And trading was light on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 16 points to close at 33,446. The Nasdaq fell 9 points, and the S&P 500 added 6 to hit another record close. Still to come on the NewsHour, the crumbling state of U.S. infrastructure and President Biden's push for his plan. New questions around the AstraZeneca vaccine complicate global inoculation efforts. Teachers face multiple challenges returning to in-person classes, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.